Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1272, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 230-ton and Forsyth Saint, exactly 12 o'clock as I went straight on down there. It took me 3 or 4 minutes to go there. Cross-examination. I know what time it was because I looked at my watch. First time I told it was a week ago last Saturday, when I told an officer. I didn't tell it because I didn't want to have anything to do with it. I didn't consider it as a matter of importance until I saw the statement of the motorman of the car she came in on, and I knew that was wrong. She was dressed in blue, a low, chunky girl. Her hair was not very dark. She had on a blue hat. George Kendley, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am with the Georgia Railway and Power Company. I saw Mary Fagan about noon on April 26th. She was going to the pencil factory from Marietta Saint. When I saw her, she stepped off the viaduct. Cross-examination. I was on the front end of the Hapeville car when I saw her. It is due in town at 12 o'clock. I don't know if it was on time that day. I told Sev Errol people about seeing her the next day. If Mary Fagan left home at 10 minutes to 12, she ought to have got to town about 10 minutes after 12, somewhere in that neighborhood. She could not have gotten in much earlier. The time that I saw her is simply an estimate. That was the time my car was due in town. I remember seeing her by reading of the tragedy the next day. I didn't testify at the coroner's inquest because nobody came to ask me. No, I have not abused and vilified Frank since this tragedy. No, I have not made myself a nuisance on the cars by talking of it. I know Mr. Brent. I didn't tell him that Mr. Frank's children said he was guilty. Mr. Brent asked me what I thought about it several times on the car. He has always been the aggressor. As to whether I abused and vilified him in the presence of Miss Haas and other passengers, there has been so much talk that I don't know what has been said. I don't think I said if he was released I would join a party to lynch him. Somebody said if he got out there might be some trouble. I don't remember saying that I would join a party to help lynch him if he got out. I talked to Mr. Leach about it. I don't remember what I told him. I told him I saw her over there about 12 o'clock. That was the time the car was due in town. I know I saw her before 12:05. My car was on schedule time. I couldn't swear it was exactly on the minute. Henry Hoffman, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am inspector of the streetcar company. Matthews is under me a vertane part of the day. On April 26th, he was under me from 11:30 to 12:07. His car was due at Broad and Marietta at 12:07. There is no such schedule as...